Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Robert Crisanti is our guest. He's the president and CEO of International Franchise Association, IFI.org. Is that right, Robert?
IFA.org.
I can't even read. IFA, folks. IFA.org. Robert, if I didn't laugh at my own mistakes, I'd miss all the laughs of the day. IFA.org, folks. Check it out. You know, I've been telling you, they know who you
Thank
are.
You.
I've been telling them about you guys for a long time. He's also a member of the President's Task Force to Reopen the Economy. Very, very, that'll give you an example, folks, of how highly regarded Robert Crisanti is. That's the only the top folks, the leaders, the serious folks are in that, members of that group. I know that you're in a very important position there, Robert. Can you tell us a little bit about what that task force is doing, and have you met, and what's going on?
Absolutely, Jim. So we had a telephone call with the president just a little over a week ago, and there are different breakouts, and which is very thoughtful of him. Into different business segments, and so I happen to be, I guess, the predominance of my membership is in the restaurant space, and so in food space. So we were on a telephone call with a lot of the food, franchises and other systems, as well as IFA being a small business representing the franchisees as well in that spot. And we also had Jeff Bezos appointed to the task force. He was there, the president CEO of Amazon. There's a lot of activity that was going on. We had a little bit of over an hour long conversation with the president. That was a robust give and take. And, he spent a lot of time taking our input, which I really appreciated. All of us made commitments to him. And I said to him, Jim, that I would get back, with some reports by industry segment, roughly. So I divided us up into approximately 9 different working groups. So later this week, we'll produce a report to the White House on the challenges and opportunities of standing up small business in the middle of the coronavirus.
One of the things that I think, I know you've already thought of this, but when I hear you talking about this, part of me says, okay, by the time this operation gets published, we'll already be, we'll already be down the road. And then the other part of me says, yeah, but this is going to be the roadmap for COVID-21 or COVID-25. What do you think?
It is definitely a learning process. And I think it is, we have to recognize the limitations of the machinery that we're working with, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the place where government and business meet. And then at the next level, we have where government, business, and politics meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're about to enter the phase of government, business, and politics. Right now, as a general matter, there has been a willingness with some politics thrown in, but a willingness generally to look out for the best interest of small business in the United States and business in the United States and employment in the United States,
mm-hmm.
all of which are good and positive things because they're all synergistic. They all work together. No small business, no business, no employment. No employment.
Is there anything that you're doing in this task force that takes into consideration the decentralized scenario of releasing the economy, how this is going out, how this is rolling out from a state by state area?
Yeah, for us, that is the alpha and the omega of everything that we're doing, because we now have states that are opening up. We have states that have been open for quite some time, have been open throughout sections of states where there've been no reported viruses and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and so we're learning from those scripts we're taking in information, and we're passing it up robustly as much as we can. We have a lot of statistics we're gathering, and we have a lot of best practices from the businesses that we're pushing up to the White House and to the decision makers. That's the only way we can affect policy at the end of the day.
Robert, I've got to wrap it up. I've literally got 30 seconds. Quickly, very quick message to your members, IFA.
I just want to say thank you. I admire this. I've had great fortune to work in the greatest industry. If I had discovered franchising when I was in college, I would have gone this way 100% of the way. So I'm with you. We're working day and night to make sure that you guys have the opportunity to survive and thrive.
IFA.org, folks. Robert Crisanti is the leader, the president and CEO. Robert, good job today. Thank you for your leadership. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Robert Crisanti.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.